Now it is time to bring to you our evening, our player interview for this evening. It's brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide. And tonight, the Chiefs Kingdom selects, just like the Chiefs did, the first pick in the last pick of the first round of the 2020 draft. And we in the Kingdom tonight select Chiefs rookie running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Clyde, welcome to the Kingdom tonight, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Happy to be here.
It's awesome to have you in red, white, and gold. Just to set this up, folks, you need to know Clyde's second right now in the NFL in rushing behind Derrick Henry, and then also in yards from scrimmage, Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints is first, and Clyde is second in that regard. Plus, Clyde, 131 yards rushing in his debut and a touchdown, the youngest player in NFL history to put that together. Got to ask you, though, my friend, yesterday he was gutting it out in the cold weather. Were you any game you ever played anything close to that condition-wise?
No, sir. Nothing nowhere near close to that.
Did you have anything? I mean, at LSU, what was your coldest game?
Coldest game, I would probably say Arkansas, visiting Arkansas my sophomore year at LSU. And it probably was about probably high 20s, low 30s.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad.
Well, yesterday, the wind chill of 1 and the temperature of 17. How'd you cope? How'd you prepare to play there and in those conditions, because you hadn't even been anything close to that in your life?
So the night before, the only thing I did to prepare was I went on YouTube and typed in greatest snow games in the NFL, and I watched highlights on that all night, went over my plays, and then, I mean, other than that, I just knew I was going out there and play my game. I mean, I had to play in it. I was going to have to play in it at some point.
Well, you played your game and reached the sweet nectar of the end zone. Tell us about that touchdown run of that first drive to get things rolling.
Oh, it was exciting, especially, you know, being able to set the tone and just understanding and showing the guys that, you know, whether it would be a factor in this case for the run game or for the offense in that standpoint. So ultimately, just kind of sparking everything and getting it jumped off. I felt like it was the perfect run and perfect time to do it.
Well, you tagged your 161 the week before against Buffalo. What about your offensive lineman? I'm going to throw Kelsen here because, honestly, when I look at the video, Clyde, it might be Kelsen's best two games back-to-back in blocking. The O-line and the guys blocking in front of you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an understatement just, you know, putting words behind the job that they're doing and just the way they're communicating with coaches in the run game and the way they're communicating with Coach Heck and even Pat in the pass game as far as pass pro. Everything that they're doing is pinpoint accurate and they're, you know, killing it, knocking it out the park and you know, it's showing even at practice. Everybody's doing their part, everybody's you know, understanding that if they do their 111 then games become easier.
Again tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. Our guest tonight, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie running back out of LSU. It gets exciting because when you look at superheroes, man, you see these groups like the Avengers. There's all these superheroes. That running back room, to me, I get excited about. What about now adding Le'Veon Bell to that room? And I'll ask you about Darrell in a second because you guys have history. But put Le'Veon there with you to provide a perfect tag team. What do you think that means to this team moving forward and to that running back room?
Oh, it means everything. Just having that extra, you know, fire in the chamber. Just being able to put a guy on the field who can do any and everything, and it's just that extra weapon. It's ultimately kind of just, you know, pick your poison, and everybody is kind of spinning around trying to figure out where's the ball going and who is it going to. So, I mean, it's just fun, and it's exciting to be able to add him to the room. And, you know, it showed even on his first run. I mean, just you know, the type of runner he is, it shows, like, our difference as far as the way we run and the contrast. But it just shows the positive impact that he's going to have on offense.
How satisfying, gratifying is it for you to walk into that RB room and there's D-Will again? I mean, you had to feel like you're back in Baton Rouge. A guy that was good for you at LSU is now good for you at the Chiefs, and to continue that in the pro game is very rare. What does that mean to you to have Darrell Williams in that room with you?
Just knowing that Darrell was going to be in a room with me was a sigh of relief, and it was, you know, the main reason was knowing that I wasn't going to have to be, you know, just trying to drill everything in my head and force myself to learn everything, because Darrell, he taught me everything that I pretty much knew in 1 year at LSU. He made it simple for me, and it was the same way when I came into the Chiefs. He was able to explain a lot of the offense to me and explain it in a way that he knew that I would understand. So, you know, props to, you know, Darrell just, you know, took me under his wing like the big brother he did. He, the same way he did at LSU. And I was able to start at a high level. And, you know, a lot of it is because of him.
In watching you at LSU and studying you after we drafted you and now to call your games, one thing that's apparent to me is you love playing the game. What does that mean? And the environment you're in now with the Chiefs, and how much is that kind of nurtured? Because it seems like you embrace it.
It's even better when you have guys around who love the game just as much. And you know, coming in just not knowing everybody around, but ultimately being able to mesh with guys over the bond of football and just their overall love for the game. And that's what makes it so special being in this organization, is because the players here, we ultimately love what we do, and we ultimately love, you know, the things that helps, you know, this organization and the joy that it brings us and our family. So ultimately it's just a big happy organization of guys who love doing what they do.
It's awesome, my friend. And Clark, I got to ask you, how much of this is Patrick Mahomes? Because he feels like the 10-year-old that's calling everybody going, hey, we're going to have a game up in my backyard. Want to come over? How much of that is he brings to you every day?
It's just like that. It's excitement. It's excitement every second. And Pat makes sure there's never a dull moment. I mean, it's crazy when we can go out there and we can just, you know, crack jokes and execute the way that we want to, just by understanding that, you know, showing emotion and the reasons that we were brought together was because our personalities and the way that we love the game. So when we're able to express that on the field, it just makes everything mesh.
Tonight our special guest is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the rookie running back, the first-round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, and off to a fantastic start in the first 7 games of his career. Clyde, again, thanks for being with us tonight. I got to ask you first about that crazy team you're on last year, winning the national championship. 14 players drafted of your teammates. That tied the all-time record of the 2004 Ohio State Buckeyes. It seems like we're playing one of your teammates about every week, because we saw Cushenberry yesterday.
Yes, sir. It's crazy to think. And, you know, I was thinking the other day just how many opportunities that I would have just to play guys that were actually on the team with me not even a full year ago. So it's just pretty epic.
Okay, here's where the discussion comes into play, though, and this is going to go way back, because some think that team, your team, the 2019 LSU Tigers, were the best team in college football history. But the team you're going to go up against, I think, in the computer game of all time will be the 2001 Miami Hurricanes, 43 Pro Bowls. I'm going to have you have, you'll have the controls for LSU. I don't know, I'll get Ed Reed, Andre Johnson, all those guys that played for Miami, because they think they're the best team of all time. You up for a computer game sometime to play off the game of all time?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I'm 100%, 115% confident, no doubt on the video game.
Well, that 2001 Miami team, 43 Pro Bowls. It'll be interesting to see what your LSU Tigers do throughout their career. But it's just so excited to have you here. All right. I want to ask you, too, about the Baton Rouge Catholic Bears. Your high school is really one of the top high schools in the country. I was looking. 7 NFL players out of your high school, at least, including Warrick Dunn, the great running back, and then a whole bunch of MLB players. What was it like playing at Catholic High?
It was crazy. Just having the amount of athletes in a concentrated area was pretty crazy. Going into my 8th grade year, I was the backup running back to a guy named Josh Smith, who was actually now plays for the Yankees. And I mean, it's just crazy how it all just goes full circle and just how we had athletes just all over the school. It was just pretty crazy.
Did these baseball guys try to get you up for baseball?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. A couple times I went out after track practice a couple times and clowned around doing some BP, but nothing, never really considered 100%.
Again, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is with us tonight. It's brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. His appearance by Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide. Now, some would just say the Lord has really blessed you. You're one of the top high schools in the country, arguably top high school in Louisiana. Oh, that's going to open up some arguments. Then you go to LSU to play on one of the greatest college teams of all time, and now you come to a defending Super Bowl champion. Somebody's looking out for you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I say it's nothing but God, honestly. Being able to go to Catholic, across pretty much across the city, but being able to get into Catholic because of grades, and then ultimately deciding to go to LSU the night before signing day, and then just having a team being put together, having Joe transfer in and Thad Moss transfer in, and just how everything just kind of worked out. I'll just say it's kind of, God looking out along the way. And I'm just being that kind of like the extra piece that's being added to kind of make everything look better than what everybody thinks it is.
Everybody talks about your work ethic here. They're impressed so far. But how much of that goes back to Catholic? Because I'm guessing you couldn't just get by academically, like, I'm going to skip this class. I got a feeling they were kind of kept the clamps on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. A real big school based on, college preparatory. It was... we had to shave every day, collar shirts every day. All boys school. It was ran, how it needed to be in order to mold the student how they should be molded in the future. So a lot of props to Catholic.
Clyde, I gotta ask you, because I'm fascinated the history and culture of Central and Southern Louisiana. I've talked to Tyron Matthew about this too. It's fascinating to look at it. How proud are you, and I'm going to get into your family after the break, but how proud are you of being from there and the culture, the history, and the tradition that you represent when you go on the field?
A lot of people see that I try to represent, where I'm from as much as I possibly can, and it's very, I'd say it's very hard to be from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ultimately find a way out the way that Tyron and I did, and even Darryl, and just the guys that was just around. So so many things going around in that area and getting crazy and crazy by the day. So I try to embrace the fact that that's where I'm from, and ultimately I kept my head on the right way and was able to escape it.
Our guest tonight, a presentation of Helzberg Diamonds, serving the Chiefs Kingdom for over 100 years in 200 locations nationwide, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the outstanding or a rookie running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. I love studying you when I look at your past, Clyde, and seeing how you've been surrounded by love and people who care about you. Your name even is an exhibition of that. At 14, you're in your teens, but you decide to put your stepfather's name in with your name from your natural father. Why did you do that, and how much have you been surrounded by love and discipline in your family?
Well, you know, just to start off, you know, my stepfather was there. I mean, ultimately, I probably was like 1.5. I mean, I don't remember, you know, anybody other than my stepfather raising me. And, you know, just growing up, just learning, you know, I ultimately learned about my biological father and just learned. And, you know, as far as not wanting to disrespect my blood, you know, I kept Edwards, but wanting to honor the family that I was raised in and brought up in, and ultimately, you know, my morals of being raised was brought up through that family. So I wanted to add Elair onto my name to give, you know, homage to my family on that side and ultimately my stepfather.
And you got some of that French kind of that Elair. Tells me there's some French, like Creole, in your background, maybe.
Yes, sir. My stepfather is from Lafayette, Louisiana. my grandmother and my grandfather were pretty much Creole, 100% Creole French. They both spoke Creole French, and I mean that's just what it was.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome that you've embraced it, and you're surrounded by so much love. But you've also given out love. I want to ask you about your sister. You've talked about her, but with muscular dystrophy, just how much you've had to reach out to her and help her. And particularly, you were talking about this COVID environment and the challenges you guys face, particularly with her situation.
Yeah, you know, just her having her challenges, I mean, day-to-day with muscular dystrophy, and then with just how crazy this world is with COVID-19 and the pandemic. With her having muscular dystrophy, she's very high risk, and the only thing that she ever wants to do is just watch me play football. So this is her first year, you know, not really being able to come to each game and see the games in person, and talking to her each week is and trying to keep her motivated and, well, and ultimately in high spirit about not being able to come to the games. But she's been more in tune with helping other kids with muscular dystrophy and, you know, doing little TV telethons. She had one recently with Kevin Hart and Kelly Rowland. So she's doing what she can with muscular dystrophy to keep her spirits up. So ultimately, it's just a roller coaster of emotions, but everything's working out.
Clyde, usually this show is in front of 100 or 150 folks at a Hy-Vee Market Grill live, and it gets crazy and awesome, just like your Baton Rouge, or we get, you're going to experience one of these days, Arrowhead, and we get through this COVID, but we're going to have to bring her to a show. Next year when you're on this show and you're going to be surrounded by all kinds of love from Chiefs fans, we're going to have to bring her and have our own pep rally for her. You up for that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I'm pretty sure she absolutely loved that.
We will do that. And just, you know, Coach talked about it before you came on, of just dealing with the COVID. It's really a challenge every day. I mean, you guys are sacrificing a lot of personal freedom just to say, hey, I've got to stay healthy. We've got to avoid situations that we've already seen in other sports in the NFL. How much of a challenge is that for you?
You know, just really just trying to figure out this weather and everything more recently. It really hasn't been a challenge just because, you know, it was never really anything for me to learn or get into to start in the beginning anyway. So it's always just kind of been this pandemic environment for me while I've been in Kansas City. So just being able to just do things around the house, mess with my dog, you know, play some games here and there. Study film as much as I can, and, you know, just clown on the internet, ultimately just scrolling up and down on Twitter. That's how I spend most of my time. So,
what kind of dogs you got? What kind of dogs you got?
I have a little micro bully. So he's a Frenchie and an English bulldog mix. And he's he has his own Instagram. It's a Deuce the Micro Bully, at Deuce the Micro Bully on Instagram, if anybody wanted to see him. But yeah, he's a little small, little miniature thing. found out this morning that he really didn't like the snow much. So,
well, be careful when you're out driving into stuff. We know you're like brand new to it, so we want you to be careful. It's fantastic to have you here, and what you bring to this franchise, and hopefully we've captured that tonight. And next year, when we can get out in front of the fans, we're going to do this right, and you will see it how this show works on a Monday night after beating the Broncos. Now, go get ready for the Jets and do your work, right? Can't overlook these guys.
Yes, sir. You got it. Thank you so much for having me on.